Yes, we are.
Yes, we're very stressed. What's going on?
I've no idea. Greg, can you hear us or not?
Yeah, I've got you.
Please tell me you've moved. What is that? Oh, my gosh.
This is actually not funny.
You're joking.
No. What do you mean you haven't moved? There's only 6 minutes.
Honestly, I'm just as freaked out and annoyed as you are. I'm standing on a boat that's at the end of a jetty and I'm bobbing up and down on it.
Is your life jacket on?
I've got a life jacket on.
Just, you're going to have to float out to her, mate. You're going to have to float.
You know them swimming shorts that you bought for your holiday when I was with you yesterday?
I've got them on.
Have you?
5 minutes to go.
It's famously incredibly busy and full of ferries.
5 minutes.
That's 5 minutes, guys. There's only 5 minutes to go.
It would take me half an hour to swim there anyway.
No, I'm really stressed. I feel like I've gone into a state of shock.
This is equivalent stress to me is when I get in a taxi and I see the meter going up 25p every 10 seconds.
This is awful. Right.
What are we waiting for?
I really don't know. Am I just going to have to...
Who else is on this boat with you?
Well, that's the deputy harbour master.
Yeah, so Jenny's
waiting. She's sort of shrugging her shoulders because she's up for it. I mean, riding the boat. But,
yeah, good.
But we're just waiting to sign this form.
Unbelievably. Are you looking for a pen? Because I can run a pen down to you. Do you need a pen? Does anyone need a pen?
Can you sign it in your own blood, Greg? We just need to move on with this thing.
Okay, the form has arrived, I think.
Okay, yes. Good. Get it signed.
Do you know what?
Don't read it, just sign it.
Just jumping in.
4 minutes.
This is an actual form. I've got a sign. Hang on, print name.
For the love of God.
Have they printed this off Harold?
There you go. Yeah. Signed. All done.
Okay. Get that boat on the sea.
It's the 21st.
Okay. Are we good?
Yes. Go.
Okay. That ridiculous. The waiver has been signed and we can maybe try and save the radio station.
Go, go, go.
Fire up. Let's go, Jenny. Sorry, Deputy Harbour Master.
Guys.
Floating out.
What's happening? It sounds very quiet. Yes.
Floating away from the...
It's eerily quiet.
Yep. Do you know what? It's so scary looking out as well because I'm literally there are so many people outside our studio at the minute as well who are desperately trying to help.
Charlie, can you see Greg from where you are? Can you see the boat?
So, 1 second. Let me just.
We've got four minutes and we've got to navigate.
No, we haven't. We've got 3 minutes. It's about to hit 11:57.
Okay.
Here we go.
We have to give way to the red funnel. Ferry
my god.
And I can tell you that the red funnel
is massive. Big old ship. But we are moving, we're on the sea. Things are happening.
How fast are you going?
Well, we're sort of a little trot because we've got to go round and then back into the. I don't know how the sea works really. I don't know what the highway code is for the sea. But surely
we can abandon the rules.
Someone says the countdown clock is killing me.
Yeah.
What have we got? 3 minutes? 2 minutes?
Two and a half.
We've got to go around the back of the red funnel big ferry. And we've got
to just ease out of the...
Can you see me? I'm on the yellow one.
And can you see the boat that Molly is on? Can we still see this?
Oh, no, because it's in the other direction. We've got to go round. I just don't think we're going to make it for midday.
Seriously,
honestly.
You're not going to. You're going so far the other way. What
actually happens at midday, guys? Rather,
well, the radio goes off.
2 minutes. Two minutes.
Deputy Harbour Master Jenny, step on it.
She's not
going
to get there in time. I'm sorry, but she's not.
Well, what happens? Are they just going to switch off our microphones?
There's that button.
Here we go. Give it the beans, Jenny.
Greg, can you ask Jenny how long she thinks it's going to take to get there? Seriously,
what's the
ETA? A minute and a half.
She says two minutes.
No, we don't have it. We haven't got two minutes. We've got exactly a minute and a half now.
Can we go any quicker?
Put your foot down, Jenny.
Can we put the foot down? There we go.
It's ramping up.
Katie and Matt, I've got to tell you, right, from the window I can see the boat that obviously Greg's on, and it looks like he's going at about -2 miles an hour.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I think that because they're just going past a floating buoy thing that says max 6 knots, but I think we're clear of that now, and I think we can go a bit quicker.
Okay.
There's a channel here of buoys that we're going to navigate and go through and go round.
One minute.
It's one minute.
It's a little island.
We're not going to do it, are we?
We're not going to do this.
We're not going to do it. What is? I don't know how this has gone so wrong.
You just need to see Molly. Do you mean? Yeah. What's the protocol here?
He needs to ask her, are you a radio DJ?
Okay. I need to ask Molly if she's a radio DJ when we finally get there. Okay, we're cutting out of the channel. I think we can go a bit quicker now.
There's not a megaphone on that boat of yours, is there? So you can shout it to her and she can shout it back.
Open her up, Jenny!
I need to ask a boring question because I'm in the studio on my own.
30 seconds.
What do I do?
I haven't got a visual. I've not got a visual of Molly.
30 seconds. Guys, but I don't actually know what I'm doing.
We're heading back round to where the shipyard is.
How far? You've got 20 seconds, seriously.
15 seconds.
We're not going to do it in 20 seconds. We're not going to do it.
Can you see it? You can't see her.
I'm in the middle of the sea. Keep going.
5 seconds.
Go. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
Oh, my God.